The house of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu besieged. After 20 days had elapsed, the rebels thought that a quick decision was required, lest the armies from the surrounding provinces arrive, and they were made to suffer the consequences of their actions. For this reason, they stopped Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu from leaving his house, and also forbade the transfer of food and drink into his house. They thought that perhaps in this manner, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu would be compelled to accept their demands. The administration of Medina was now in their hands. The three armies collectively accepted Ghafiqi, the commander of the Egyptian armies, as their commander-in-chief. So, it was as if Ghafiqi was the ruler of Medina at the time. Ashtar commanded the army of Kufa, and Hakim bin Jabala, the same robber who had been imprisoned in Basra on the order of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu for robbing the wealth of non-Muslim subjects, commanded the army of Basra, under the leadership of Ghafiqi. Once again, this proves that the rebels of Egypt were the root cause of this conflict, where Abdullah bin Sabah was at work. Ghafiqi would lead the prayers in Masjid al-Nabvi, while the companions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ would either remain locked up in their homes or would be compelled to offer prayers behind him. The rebels did not cause people much hindrance until they decided to lay siege upon the house of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. However, as soon as they laid siege upon his house, they began to oppress other people as well. Instead of being Darul Aman, the house of peace, Medina had now become Darul Harb, the house of war. The respect and honor of the people of Medina was in danger. No one would step out of his house unarmed, and the rebels would kill anyone who confronted them.